Welcome, everybody, to episode 4 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Teresa Charis and Bianca Rose. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's episode 4. How you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm tired. How about y'all?
I'm fucking exhausted.
Definitely tired.
It's been a long half week.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's sad to say, right? It's been a long half week. But Bianca's in Wisconsin.
I'm in Wisconsin. Look, Ma, I made it.
How's the weather out there?
Cold. Very cold, actually. Not too cold to where it's unbearable. Some people might get mad at me because they've been telling me how cold it's going to be, but mm-hmm. I'm still going to be that brat to say it's not that cold, but it's definitely, I can see my breath.
I can see my breath. It's fucking cold.
I hear the weather's getting a little bit freezing down in South, in Texas.
Yeah, here in San Antonio, we might be getting freezing temperatures tonight. But I guess I'll find out in the morning, which is interesting because I got to catch a flight tomorrow evening. Oh. So I'm like, please don't freeze. Please don't freeze. Please don't freeze. Cause everything shuts down here when we get a freeze. So
yeah,
that just cannot... pray for me. You sure you're doing good?
Yeah. Just tired. Trying to catch up on sleep when I can, you know. I've decided that January is a trial month. I'm not sticking to any goals that I set for myself. I'll try this again February 1st.
There's always Chinese New Year, and that's at the end of the month. So
hey, that works.
Redeem yourself.
Technically, your new year doesn't start until your birthday. So
no, just kidding. Maybe Monday is a new beginning, so you can start whenever.
right.
I have goals to reach by the birthday, but for right now, I've like tried, and I'm like, yeah, no major setbacks daily. So
my husband says it all the time: minor setback for a major comeback.
Yeah, I say that too, but having major setbacks.
It's the opposite right now. For anyone who watches our show, you guys know that every single week, we share our highs and lows of the week. If you guys are watching on YouTube, Instagram, or now Facebook Live as well, feel free to chime in the chat and let us know your highs and lows of the week as well. So as always, ladies, we're going to start with our lows. So if anyone wants to go first, feel free.
Shari, go.
Sorry, go.
My low of the week, I would have to say, is that it's only Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Agreed. Mind you, I'm not working tomorrow and I'm still like, agreed.
Yeah. Well, I'm there for the next 2 days. So, yeah, definitely because it's a Wednesday. I'll say that.
Yeah.
What about you? Tomorrow too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I work tomorrow and Friday.
See, at least Teresa, like tomorrow's your today's your Friday, basically. So
it is, and it'll be a nice long little weekend, little five day weekend. I can't count.
Tired?
I'm fucking tired. I'm really tired. Oh, real quick, we got a hello in the chat. Hello, Messy 10.
Hi.
Hello.
I guess I'll go next. My low for the week is going back to work after the holidays. Like, I feel like, you know, you just kind of mentally check out from life during the holidays. So going back to work is hard. It's hard to like get back into the hustle and bustle of like work.
It's like coming back to all those emails that you said, hey, that's next year's problem, and it's next year now. So yeah,
exactly.
Everything is circling back.
Yeah. Like, I had a nice, you know, week last week, even though I did work a couple days last week. Like, there was no meetings, no, you know, none of the normal stuff because everybody's gone.
Yeah.
So all this week, it's like meeting after meeting again. And I'm like,
catch up.
Yeah.
I legitimately saw like this video on Instagram, and this like girl was talking. She's like, can we please not ever do a major holiday on a Wednesday again? She said, because I don't know whose idea that was. She was like, but like to be off Wednesday, some of us Thursday, and then have to go back on a Friday. She's like, that made absolutely no sense. She's like, please, not ever in history do we need to do that again. I was like, yeah, I can totally agree. Because I mean, I didn't have to work, but it made sense. It was just like.
She said, I didn't have to work. Don't rub it in.
Well, okay, so now I have a follow-up question on that. So what do you think about holidays being on a specific date instead of a day, like, or like a designated time? Like, you know how some people are trying to change Halloween from October 31st to always being on a Friday because who trick-or-treats on a Tuesday? What are your thoughts about that?
For me, honestly, I'm kind of for that because I kind of agree with them. I'm like, I don't want to be out trick-or-treating with my kids. Like, they still got to go to school the next day. So I still got to, you know, bring them home and take baths and showers and, you know, like go to bed, do your homework, you know, if they have any. But
yeah, and at least like Thanksgiving, like that's every Thursday, or last Thursday of the month. And we're off typically on Fridays for the Black Friday.
Yeah.
Sometimes most people. Shout out to the professions who don't have that choice of not being able to.
We're not trying to exclude you, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easier to plan and easier to celebrate when it is on a like same day.
Agreed.
Preferably on Fridays or on the weekends.
Well, the good news is Christmas and New Year's this year is going to be on a Friday.
2025 this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'm going to start planning now.
I think so, yeah.
No, it should be Thursday.
Okay, back check everybody.
I'm about to check.
Quickly.
It should be Thursday because the only time we skip a day is when it's leap year. Oh, and this year isn't a leap year.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
So it should be Thursdays.
Did I just lie to everybody?
If I'm wrong.
Oh, I sure did.
Okay.
I lied. All right, Thursday. 2028, that's our year, babies. Next year.
Bianca, what was your low?
My low actually happened a few hours ago when I got the notification that my flight was canceled.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
No.
And it's what's messed up is that I had just checked in and paid for my checked on luggage and all that stuff. Not even like an hour or so before. And then I got the notification that, hey, due to the weather that's going to happen in Dallas, we had to cancel the flight. So I spent like an hour and a half trying to find another flight out as soon as I can. And then when I did, thankfully. So
oh, good.
Here's okay. The a preview of my highs. But when I found the flight, I had to repay for those fees. And then like it's just
–
minor setback, but yeah.
Hey, at least you're going to come home.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my concern about my flight tomorrow. I'm like, man, I need to get out.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that nothing changes because if it cancels or whatever at the last minute, I'm screwed. If the hotel like shuttle drops me off at the airport, my ass is going to be there all day. Oh, I hope not. Y'all pray for me.
That sucks.
That makes sense though, because they said they might get snow in Dallas. So
don't say that.
Sorry, I didn't say it. I sucked it
take
back.
Take it back.
All right, let's move on to our highs then. I guess we'll just go right back to Shars. Shars, what was your high for the week?
My high for the week was that I actually got to go to bed. One day this week so far at a very, very decent hour. I cannot complain.
One day.
One day. Yeah, I seriously went to bed at like 7:30 last night. I was playing no games about my sleep. So that was a good high because that rarely happens that I get to like go to bed at a decent hour.
Yeah.
I love that. Or sometimes those unintentional, you know, falling asleep too early. It's like, oh, I didn't want to, but I needed to. And I'm thankful.
Yeah. And that was kind of hard.
So good.
That felt so good.
Like in my mind, it wasn't like, no. Like I'm going to bed, but it was kind of like, okay, if I lay here and I fall asleep, cool. And I sure did. So I was totally here for it.
Were you at least in bed or were you like somewhere on the couch or something? Cause that's unfortunate if you were on the couch.
No, I was in bed. I made it to be there because I really wanted to go, but it was kind of like one of those things like I don't think I will, But if I do, great. And then I did, so it was all great.
It would be unfortunate if you like fell asleep on the couch and then you woke up and be like, oh, I got to move to the bed. And then you can't fall asleep like you did that first time.
Yep, because that happens as soon as I wake up, then I'm sitting there like.
Makes you want to wish that you had someone there to just pick you up and take you there like a kid again.
That'll still wake my
ass. Just like Toy Story your body, just like carry me.
Yeah, I would wake up anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, that would still wake my ass up. So no.
As soon as you move them, it's like, what we doing?
She said, what we doing? Why you waking me up?
And you know what? It was like literally a thought. It was like, to be a kid has to suck though. Like, they really feel like they're teleporting. Like, they'll be in the car asleep or at home sleep and they'll wake up in Target. Like, how the hell did I get here? Like, it's kind of how that would be. But yeah, it really has got to suck.
It's got to suck. My high for the week, I think just spending time with my daughter. Like I mentioned in the last show, she's going to be going back to California because it's daddy's time. But we've gotten a lot of family time in, just, you know, doing stupid shit, playing games, took her to visit a friend and their kids and stuff. And so like, it's been nice to just have her around. So I'll say that's my high for the week. Got to enjoy it while I can.
Yeah.
What about you, B?
Being here? With Steve? So I'm here for work, unfortunately. But if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, then you obviously know that it does not even seem like I am. Because the campus here is ginormous. And it's like a giant, like, Disneyland, basically. So I've been having a lot of fun just, like, walking around, exploring the campus. Definitely got my steps in. So I didn't need to go to the gym.
Nice. That's good.
Added perk of being there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that campus is gorgeous. I didn't want to leave when I went over there. So I feel
you. I don't know if you knew, but the company there pays for sabbaticals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
when you hit your 5-year with them, they pay an all expense paid trip for you and two guests. Anywhere in the world. Their only prerequisite is that it's somewhere that you've never been to before.
That is
okay. Well,
and when you hit 10 years, you can take 4 guests with you.
I'm like, I don't even know that many people.
I don't even know that many
people.
Sorry. No, I said what I said.
She said I said what I said. All right. So moving on, I was contemplating what we were going to talk about for this show. I even reached out to the girls like, dude, my brain is just not braining. What the fuck are we going to talk about? And thanks to actually a TikTok that Bianca sent me, I was like, I know what we're going to talk about. So Bianca sends me this TikTok reel and it's like, I guess friends that are breaking up. And she's like, the guy's like, oh, you don't want to be friends anymore? There's the door. But when you open the door, there's another door. And the guy's like, good luck getting out. So I was like, you know what? I personally have gone through all kinds of shit when it comes to friendships. And so we're going to talk about friendships today. We're going to talk about all kinds of shit about friendships, whatever fucking comes up, whatever you guys watching want us to mention, talk about. So feel free to chime in the chat.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the shit people don't really say out loud. We're going to say it because it's no fucking secret here. First question I want to ask you guys is just, what kind of friends do you ladies like to surround yourself with? Even though Bianca says she ain't got no friends.
I do have friends, okay? Don't end my friendships for me, Teresa. Let me make that bad decision on my own.
I think, like, for me, we have to be on, like, the same frequency. Like, not necessarily think alike or be exactly alike, but like our energies have to be on the same frequency. I think that's a big thing for me, especially right now. And people who just get me, I think I can be a little complicated at times, the way my brain works and how I think and how I operate sometimes, but like, I just need people like to just get me and and understand me and appreciate me for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you look for in your friends?
So believe it or not, I was in a cult for about a year. And I joke about it, but that's where I met one of my closest friend, Lauren. We always say that we were in a cult. But one of the things that they always said is surround yourself with people who will help you grow. And that definitely is what stuck with me, because I know the friends that I have that are the most closest to me are all different. So they help me grow in some way, whether it's mentality, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Like, I'm learning from someone somehow, some way, because of how different they are from me in that aspect. So I like some variety that helps me grow. That's me.
That's a nice, like, foundation to go off of. I feel like any relationships you have should have that foundation of, like, helping you grow, right?
Yeah.
For me, like, I've always – and I've been told even from my own friends that I've always had a very eclectic group of friends. Like, I get along with a lot of different type of people. And a lot of times I bring people together that normally may not have actually taken the time to get to know each other. Mm. So I do have a very eclectic group of friends all the time. But I will say, like, now, where I'm at in life right now, I have a very small circle. I can count on one hand the people that I consider, like, my true friends. And like you guys, like, yeah, you have to have those people that just kind of get you and vibe with you. I think that's natural in any relationship. But I also look for a lot of people currently that will understand that I don't have the bandwidth to be the type of friend to cater to needy individuals. Mm. Like, I don't have the time, one, nor the mental capacity to deal with those types of friends that are like, I need you to talk to me every single day. I need you to text me. I need you to call me. I need you to be here and do this and do that. And I'm like, no, I need to be friends with people where I'm like, maybe we don't talk for a few months, but when I call you, it's like we never stop talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, really what I look for these days, as far as, like, the people that I do surround myself with, is the people that understand that. Because right now I'm just in a stage in my life where I'm just like, let's just chill the fuck out. I don't want to deal with all the bullshit drama no more. I just want to chill. I just want to vibe. I need, you know.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do y'all put value in the different labels of best friend, friend, acquaintance, coworker? Because, like, before we went live, we had a conversation. It's like, oh, my coworkers, but they're my friends. My friends are my coworkers.
Right.
So what are y'all thoughts on that?
For me, that depends. I'm pretty selective on people that I call a friend, more so now than before. I'm a lot more comfortable with using the word, like, oh, I know so-and-so, instead of being like, oh, yeah, that's my friend, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a lot more comfortable with that. But like you, I do have a lot of friends that are coworkers, or that's how we started. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Shari, who I do consider to be, like, my best friend, she's more like family to me than a friend, if I'm being completely honest. She's more like my sister. But I wouldn't have met her if it wasn't for work, like, for my old job. That's how we met. And, you know, she's fucking stuck with me now. Bianca.
There's the door, bitch.
Yeah.
It's a cement brick wall.
Exactly. The cement brick wall behind me right here. No, I'm just kidding. Bianca, I also met at work. You know what I mean? So it's like, even us doing this, Shari and Bianca probably would have never met if it wasn't for Teresa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of those types of things. And I always find myself in those situations where I hang out with a group of people and they might have never met. And I just happen to be the one that's like, hey, come on over.
Come on over. Come
Teresa's always like that bridge.
What'd you say?
You're that bridge.
I am.
You for everybody. Because honestly, let's just say, like, realistically, the past 15 years, let's just say, I think the majority of the friends that I've, like,
hung out with
have been a bridge with her. Like, I really don't do people. If you know me, you know me. Like, I don't do people. I'm not a people person. I don't like humans. I will say it all the time. I just don't. So, like, a lot of my friends are my childhood friends, like people I've known for forever. And don't get me wrong, some of them I have outgrown. And I have learned to be okay with that and, like, accept that, because we're supposed to grow as individuals, and I want what's best for you and I want what's best for me. So, like, if that means us not being together is that, then it is what it is. But majority of, like, my friends are, like, from my childhood or, like, a long time ago. I can probably say since being an adult, I've probably made, like, 2 really good adult friends. Outside of Teresa, because she doesn't count.
Because that's family.
That's family. She doesn't count. But, like, I think it's a lot of that, too. Like, my friends become my family. I'm one of those people.
Yeah,
I think, like, it's really hard. Like, so when you're asking, like, about the labels, like, my best friend, like, I can say, like, Teresa, that's my best friend. That's my family. That's my sister. Like, that's myself, if you know. Like, that's her, you know? And then I have, like, another really, really good friend, like, that I call my bestie, too, but that's because we've kind of, like, skipped that best friend stage. So, like, now that's my bestie. But other than that, like, in my adult life, maybe 2 really good friends, one of them passed away, so I'm left with the one. Like, if I bring you in, I'm bringing you all the way in. So you've got to cross that. Everything else is kind of just like, oh, yeah, I know them from work, or, like, oh, yeah, we hang out, it's cool, but to become a friend is like your family at that point. You're no longer just a friend.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm the same way.
It's one of those, because if I'm letting you in, I got to let you in.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point if not?
Yeah.
Do you use those labels, B?
Yes. And that sometimes hurts people's feelings. But it's not for you. It's more for me. I'm setting that boundary and that reality for myself. Because I do hold that value in that title. So I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that you're my best friend and you're going to get upset that I shared a secret with somebody else. And you're like, I'm supposed to be your best friend. Right. Or, like, I don't want to confuse that. Oh, this is my friend. Or no, this is my coworker. And, like, hold on, because I thought that we were a little bit more than that. Or, you know, vice versa. So it helps me keep that boundary and kind of differentiate what I share with certain people, I guess.
That's valid, though. That's actually really good, I think. Yeah. I think that's a healthy way to differentiate people.
Now, Shari, you had mentioned that you have a lot of childhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean. it's even kind of like one of those things, like my childhood friends, like we grew up. So 2 of my childhood friends, let me just say that 2 of my childhood friends, like we grew up really, really close. Like we almost just grew up together. And so it got to a point where it's like, okay, these are my sisters. These are no longer my friends. These, like, we've shared a bed together. We've showered together. We've lived together. We've done, these are my sisters at this point. Mm-hmm. And at some point in our lives as adults, we kind of drifted apart, you know? But I look at it like, these are my sisters, you know? Like, no matter what, like, you get on my nerves, how siblings fight, argue, bicker. Like, you're going to get on my nerves. I still love you. I want what's best for you regardless. But it doesn't mean that we have to talk every day. It doesn't mean that we have to be around each other all the time. Like, hey, holidays, birthdays, let's catch up, you know? I'm fine with that. I want you to be able to live life and enjoy life too. It doesn't mean I love you any less. So I think, I don't know. For me with friends, it's a really complicated thing. I don't do friends. I don't know. Like I said, like if we become friends, it's like, okay, because this is somebody I could see really being around me and like being around my family and being a part of my family. And so, yeah, I'll take you on. But if not, like T will tell you, like, I am very standoffish. You could be over here kiki and having a hole, and I'm in the corner watching because I know shit's gonna hit the fan. Like, I'm just one of those people. I just don't do it.
And with that said, like, I know we talked about, like, me being a bridge and all this stuff. It's also very easy for me to cut people off, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've done it on numerous occasions in my life where somebody that I was close to, like family, and they did something that to me was unforgivable. And I was done. Mm-hmm. Like, Shari's actually a lot better at, like, you know, that's still my sister. Like, you know, we'll get past it. I'm like, I'm good. Ain't got time for it. Sorry.
See, but I think the difference with that is I think you deal with more people I do.
Yeah.
So it's easy for you to do that. Like, I'm a very, and this may sound bad, but like, I'm a very territorial person. So like I said, if I'm going to like, oh, okay, let's hang out and let's see where this goes. Let's, in my mind, I'm already like, this is somebody I want to be a part of my family. This is somebody I'm going to take in. So it's hard for me to just cut people off because it's like, I don't have a lot of friends to begin with. Like, legitly, I could probably count on one hand the friends I've had in my life, like close friends that I've had in my life. I don't do people. It's just not my thing. It sounds really bad, but
when they... No, that's real. Yeah, I just don't do people. Real quick, I do want to call out this comment from George on our YouTube. He said, growing up, I leaned into the whole day one, no new friends concept. In my older years, I prefer people based on energy and diversity. Mm-hmm. It can challenge me, but also yin to my yang.
Yeah.
I really like that. That was very well put. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people do have that day one, no new friends concept in their mind. Do you have childhood friends that you still hang out with, Bianca? I mean, I don't
even have friends from high school that I hang out with. All of my friends now are all people that I've met later on in life. And kind of to y'all's point is sometimes you just outgrow them or just go on different paths. And sometimes you just need to end the friendships, which kind of helps bring into the next question, ladies, friendship breakups.
As I mentioned, I've had a few of them. Because I can cut people off, you know, for me, it's kind of like what George said in the comment. It's an energy. It's a vibe, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to certain things that I don't tolerate, like, and Shari can attest to this, like, I will deal with a lot. Like, it takes a lot to get me to a point where I'm like, not dealing with you anymore. Mm-hmm. But when I get to that point, there's not really any coming back from it because I'm very particular about my energy.
Yeah.
And trust is a big factor in that. And once you break my trust in any relationship, not even friendships, just alone, but like once you break my trust, it's always going to be in the back of my mind of would you do this to me again?
Right.
And that's hard for me to overcome. And then it becomes kind of like a cloud. And so I'd rather just not deal with it. But as far
has anyone ever broken up with you friendship wise?
Absolutely. I feel like shit, if you haven't gone through that shit, then, you know, are you really living your life? I mean, there's been times and I feel like I've lost some really good friends at some points in my life. For me doing stupid shit, because when I was in my 20s, I was just kind of living it up, you know, like I was, you know, it was a stage in my life where, yes, I was selfish. I was all about me having fun because I had a kid already. And so it was honestly like I was living two lives back then because me and his dad would alternate weeks that we would have him. So it was like a week I'd be in full mom mode. And then the next week, it was like if I didn't have no kids because I was just out doing me. And so, yes, I definitely have been in situations where I was the one that got broken up with in a sense, right? But I'm okay with that, though. Like, I can take accountability for the shit that I did wrong. You know, if they wanted to sit down and talk about it, I would be more than happy to, but they didn't want to. Mm. So it is what it is. Like, life goes on.
So my question to you both, since y'all are both moms, did y'all see a good chunk of y'all's friendship shift when y'all did become mothers?
I'll let you go first, Char. I've had three kids. I'll let her go first.
I'm all curious. I'm like,
yeah, definitely. I think it's because, like, you know, that's when the growing starts, right? You become a totally different person. Like, no one ever prepares you for that life to become a mom. That's something you don't know and don't understand until you're experiencing it. And so I feel like a lot of them kind of changed then, but I can also say, like, the good thing to it is I gained a different relationship with my friends that I did have, that were, you know, moms too. And like, you see everything from a totally different perspective. So I think, like, yeah, my relationships changed more from the people who didn't have children. But then on the flip side to that, like, I gained relationships with people who did have kids that I, like, was like, okay, now I can vibe more with this person because now I understand them better. Our frequencies are different. We're on the same, you know, playing field now. Like, get why she can't go out on a Tuesday night anymore because...
Sorry.
You know, so I think... I think it definitely goes both ways.
Yeah. I agree. I'll be honest with you. Like I mentioned, I have three kids and there's big age gaps between each one. So it was a very different yet similar experience each time. When I had my first kid, I was 19 when I got pregnant, 20 when I had him. And I lost a lot of friends because, I mean, who else was having kids at that age? You know, as far as the people I was around, I was the only one. So I didn't really have people around me that understood, like, I can't go out no more. Or, hey, I know you guys want me to party it up for my 21st birthday, but I have a newborn, you know, baby at home, or, you know, a young baby at home that I would rather spend time with. It wasn't like I have to do this. It was just, I was really in that space of, I would rather be home with my baby. And so that was really difficult for people to understand. And then when I had my second child, I think that was even crazier because I was definitely in party mode when I got pregnant with her. And to be honest, like, I was the friend that was taking you to the parties. I was the friend that was, I'm going to go host this event over here and y'all are going to come with me, you know? And so when I
had, he abandoned me, novice. Yeah.
So when I had her, like, all that had to stop. Like, my life had to change. I had to refocus on my child, and I still had her older brother. And then not only that, in a very short time after I had her, I moved halfway across the country. So, like, that was an added layer on top of it. But every time I have gone through a life-changing event, not even just kids, moving, getting married, all of it, I have lost friendships. Or maybe not even necessarily lost, but removed
my shifted.
Yeah, things have shifted or distance has happened when it comes to certain individuals. But I've always just learned to be okay with it, because at the end of the day, the only question is, am I happy? Are my kids happy? Now, is my husband happy? Right? Like, is my household okay? Yes. Do I have my family that is there for me? And when I say family, I don't necessarily mean blood. I mean my family, like that core group that's there for me, my chosen family, including my sister too, because my sister's the shit. But, like, as long as I have those core people still, I'm good. Like, people can come and go and I'm gonna be all right. You've asked us a lot of questions, Bianca, but what about you?
I realize that.
What about you? Like, what about your friendship breakups? What's that been like for you? Especially like, you ain't even at the stage in life that we're at yet.
So. No, that's why I'm asking all the questions today. I don't have the kids or the marriage and all that. That would deviate. The only thing that has had me lose friendships is that personal growth or those life paths that are not the same as they used to be. I actually just ran into someone at my old work who we were really close friends. And believe it or not, they just randomly one day sent me a long text message basically breaking up with me. And it took me completely off guard because I'm like, I'm not aware that you felt this way, that you thought any of this. Is this something that can be worked on? Or did you already come to that decision that this is not something that you want to work on? And there was just no response from her. And that, I feel like, was one of my first breakups in general, because I don't have much of a relationship past either. So I rely very heavily on friendships. So, yeah.
How was
that? I'm about to cry. Hold on.
I was like, I'm about to cry.
It's okay. This is real shit.
We cry sometimes. Sensitive topic. Hold on.
But please don't cry, because I'm a sympathetic crier, and then it's going to make me cry, and we're all going to be in tears here. No, but like, how did you deal with that? Like, the text message? Because I'll be honest with you, even in my little friendship breakups, we just kind of went our separate ways. It wasn't like somebody.
I mean, I feel like those that grow, that go their separate ways naturally, where you don't have that discussion, if it goes away naturally or fizzles out, then it was really not even that, you know, tight of a friendship for you to be like, oh, I haven't even heard from so-and-so in like 3 years. I didn't even realize it. For this one to be a direct breakup was like, holy shit, someone just broke up with me. And that's basically how I took it, is that someone broke up with me for the first time. Aww. And yeah, that broke my heart.
I'm sorry, B. I don't want you to cry. Stop it. I'm just kidding.
I thought this was a safe space.
It really is.
But yeah, no, I saw her again just literally before I left on the trip. I ran into her like the day before I left on the trip, and she was like, hey girl, how's it going? And I dead ass looked at her. I'm like, you broke up with me. You not remember this?
Like, I don't like that though. Like, why act like nothing happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, we're not playing that game.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that was good that you were able to.
No, we shouldn't. I'm good. But there are some friendships that even I've had to pull the plug on. And again, I mean, those friendships are from like why the high school friendships didn't last, because those were the friends that I just fizzled away on purpose, because I was not a confrontational person to be like, I want to break up with you. This is the end of our friendship. This was, no, you made me feel like shit, and I realize this now, and you're no longer worth my time. And so just naturally just pull myself away. And, you know, eventually they found themselves a whole new person to treat them the way that they did with me. And, you know, those people didn't last either, because I see the stories change all the time. They're still Facebook friends. I mean, no, it's not Facebook. It's one of those platforms that I have them on.
But, one of those platforms.
But I see the friends change all the time, and I'm like, okay, yeah. So you clearly haven't changed or evolved, so this is going to keep happening to you. But sometimes for yourself, you just got to end that friendship. So,
do you guys think it's better to have those conversations when you end a friendship, or do you think it's better to just let it be and move on?
I think it just depends on how tight your relationship is to begin with. Because clearly the first girl thought that we were so tight that she told me, I'm breaking up with you. Meanwhile, I was unconfrontational and just, you know, slid away from the back end.
Yeah.
And called it quits there. So just how you see the value in that friendship, or how tight y'all were to begin with.
I think some deserve a conversation. I mean, I'm a really big believer, like, people know what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And So, you know, people know when they've wronged you, people know. So, like, some things you don't even need to discuss. But in other times, it's like, no, we need to talk this one out. But, you know, it's really hard for me to say. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, as we're talking, and I'm like, really just thinking, I'm like, hey, y'all, I'm really a loner. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm totally okay with that. But I'm like, really sitting here thinking, and I'm like, about just friendships. And I'm like, who are these people? I don't even know these people.
Do you even go here?
What friendships? I really don't have friends.
Yes, that's you do. Wild. Be quiet.
No, not really.
No, you don't.
No. I don't.
And here I am. I'm joking that I don't have friends, but I know that I do because I rely so heavily on my friends. That's like my whole point.
I really don't. Like, that's the crazy part. Like, I could literally go through my call log and it's the same 4 people in my call log.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, like, my mom, my sister.
And this may sound really horrible, but one of them's Teresa, one of them's my child, and the other one's my child's father. Like,
yeah,
like the same 4 people, and the other one is at work when I'm looking for him on campus. Like, that's legitimately it. So it's like, yeah, I really don't have friends, but I'm, you know, again, I'm totally okay with that.
I will say, you know, I was talking about, like, it's real easy for me to cut people off. There's one person that did swindle their way back into my life after I cut them off. But it took us 8 years for us to speak again. And even when we did kind of like she did some things that I didn't agree with and that I personally just don't deal with. And I just cut her off like cold turkey, no conversation, because in my mind at the time, like Shari said, you know what you did. Like, this needs to go without saying. You know what you did. I've already called you out on your bullshit, like, as it happened. It's not something I'm going to do after the fact. Mm-hmm. And there is no conversation that needs to be had because you don't deserve that. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of cut them off cold turkey. And then 8 years later, I happened to come across something that a mutual friend had, like, posted of her on social media. And I was in a different place in my life 8 years later. And so I was just like, maybe we can have the conversation now. Cause she was somebody that I very much valued as a friend back in the day. And so I was like, but the conversation that we did end up having that did lead to us being friends again, and we are still till this day, the conversation that I wanted to have with her was for me. It was not because I felt like, oh, she deserves a conversation. She, you know, I should do this for her. Or it wasn't even like I miss her. It was just like, you know what? That was a really, really important relationship of mine. So, like, to Bianca's point, right? I need to have this conversation for closure for me. And then it led to us kind of clearing the air, and she, you know, she was thankfully a friend that took accountability for her actions and explained kind of where they came from and why they came out that way. And then we were able to get past it eventually. But, like, even that took a lot from me. Like, I was surprised with myself that I was like, okay, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just – it was interesting. I'll just put it that way. But, I mean, we're good now.
I think, can we highlight Messi's comment that it's even definitely a process for her? So she's the type of person that wears their heart on the sleeve and just wants to be friends with everybody. But I've had some things happen that have made me cautious of who I let in my space and home and my family. So I think, like, as you go through life, you start vetting your friends, so you can see that that circle does get smaller or more intimate. I know for me, I know I say that I can count my closest friends on one hand, and I'm going to be real, real deep and sensitive right now. So if I cry, I'm so sorry, T.
It's okay. I'll cry with you.
Baby. As you start vetting your friends and you become more appreciative of those friendships, right? Like I put value in that title. So my birthday's coming up, right? And for the past 3 years, yeah, maybe, let's go with it. The past 3 years, I don't go out and party. I don't do anything all crazy. What I like is having a dinner with my friends, those five friends. And I think I had this conversation at the last dinner table where I'm like, it's not like the birthday dinner is not celebrating me. It's celebrating them for being in my life, basically. I would want to say more, but now it's going to make me cry, and I really don't want to. But
that's very unselfish of you.
You're okay.
Yeah, I'm just very grateful for the friends that I have, because damn, I wouldn't get this far in life without them.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah.
That's
that being said.
I mean, I feel that though, but that's you doing kind of like what me and Shari were saying of like when you're all in when it comes to your friends. They become your family. They become your support system. They become all of that.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't have kids or a spouse or partner or someone to celebrate those things in life with. It's usually my friends.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're watching and that they appreciate what the fuck you do for them on your birthday.
They do. They do. And if they don't, I actually remind them. I actually
remind them. Real quick, I want to, well, first call out what George just said. He said, you're a good friend for that.
Oh,
thank you, George. But I want to call out something else that George mentioned in the chat as well. He said, I removed a 20-year friendship a year ago. Bianca was like a baby. I'm just kidding. It didn't deserve a conversation because it was me finally acknowledging they weren't good for me. And I mean, I know we don't have a lot of time left in the show, but I do want to talk about those toxic friendships because I feel like everybody has them. And I'll be honest, just from a personal perspective, like George, sometimes it has taken me a really long time to realize that there's certain people in my life that are just not good for me. And like, I will have to say, moving to Texas was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life for multiple reasons. But the main one was I took on everybody else's shit all the time. I was like everyone's fucking dumping ground. I was like everyone's personal diary back home. And so anytime people were just going through shit, I was the person that they talked to. Even if we hardly ever talked on a regular basis. Like if they were going through something, they would pick up the phone, they would call me, or they'd come to my house when I was back home and just like dump it all. And I would really take that on. And when I moved out of state, all these people that I was there for on a regular basis were nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. I've yet to get a phone call. I can count on one hand how many of these so many friends I had that have come to visit me. I have no contact with them whatsoever, except maybe a text message every once in a blue moon, maybe like happy birthday, Merry Christmas. But you can tell it's a mass text message. They're just kind of going down their contact list and sending. You know what I mean?
That was me for New Year's.
Yeah. Guilty. But like these were people that I was like taking on all their shit for them and helping them get out. Like those people that I took into my home, you know, not to get like too specific, but I had friends who were getting their ass beat by their dudes at home that I would take in and bring into my home and would stand up to their guys and defend them and, you know, put myself in a situation that could have been very dangerous for me. And I never hear from them. Mm. And so that's also kind of what I was talking about in our episode last week of like, you have those friendships that are just so one-sided. And this year it's hit me hard. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm not doing that no more. But when I moved to Texas, that shit was so in my face of like who was there and who wasn't. It was just so enlightening. But I will say best decision of my life because I was able to get all those toxic ass relationships out of my life.
They vetted themselves for you.
Yeah. I didn't even have to do it for them. I can literally count on one hand how many people have come to see me. I mean, I have how many people my husband has met. This is my husband. How many people have met my youngest child? I can count on one hand. And luckily for me, I'm in a place where I'm okay with that. If anything, instead of being sad about it now, I can look at it and say, thank you. Thank you for removing yourself from my life. I appreciate it. Because if not, I'd be dealing with all your shit still. Because that's the friend that I am. You've been real quiet, Shars.
Because I don't do friends.
I don't do friends.
Like, okay. And when I had like George's comment when he said friends are overrated, he was like, just enjoy good people and good company when you can. Like, that resonates with me. Like, yeah, I have my coworkers, like, we're cool, you know. But like, I want to just vibe with people. If we vibe, we vibe. We have a good time when we hang out. It's cool. But like the weight of friendship sometimes is just too much. And I'm not in a place, time, mental capacity, any of that, like to deal with that. I think it has been hard for me because like I said, all my friends are turned family. And of course, then family feels like, but we're family, right? So you could deal with this. You could take this on. You can, you know, and it's like, but no one hears me over here silently screaming.
Right.
Because my life has changed and my life is different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I'm not, even with my friends, I'm not very forthcoming about my problems because I'm always the friend that takes on everybody else's problems. So I hate to then dump my problems off on other people. So I'm very much that too. Like, I will legitimately, like, what you go through, I go through. But you know me, people tell me all the time, like, oh my God, I would have never known.
Mm-hmm. I get that all the time.
You don't look like you going through that. You don't look like you dealing with that. Like, you come to work every day with a smile on your face. Who would have even known you were like, but I'm like, yeah, life is life. And see, I'm more at a point now in my life where I'm just an open book. I'm like, I'm gonna tell my story, I'm gonna speak my truth and hope that it can help somebody else not go through what I'm going through.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of like venting for that reason. It's not so much like because I'm looking for help or I'm wanting somebody. Like if somebody asks me a question, I'm gonna give you the raw and uncut answer. Like, look, life is life. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna hit rock bottom, you're gonna have rough times, you gotta travel through it. Maybe a rainbow over here when you get there, it may not be, maybe a cloud storm. Like, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I would rather just be open and honest with people so that people can save themselves from themselves, because a lot of the time that's what it is.
And that's a true friend, though. To me, that's a true friend. And I think that's why Sharice and I have always gotten along so well. This is why she's always called me myself, like literally since we've really like clicked, we've called each other that's not my friend, that's myself. Like, it's a different version of me. And it's because of that mentality. Like, we are both very much people that kind of keep shit in a lot. But when it comes to our friends, we take it on. We do all of that. And so it's like, that's why we work. You know what I mean? Like, that's why the friends that I can count on my hand are who they are, because they're like that too. You know what I mean? Like, they're not the type that are just going to dump everything on you. But at the same time, they know that if they get to that point, I'm here for them.
Right.
Like, to get information out this chick, of what she's going through is like cracking a safe. But I guarantee you that she knows, like, when I'm not going to pry. And when you're ready to talk about it, we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, and I'm surprised I have not mentioned this yet. For me, one of the most important qualities in my friends are the ones that don't judge me, because I fuck up. I make mistakes. I make bad judgment calls. We are all human. And so those are the type of people that I like to surround myself with, are the people that are going to know that. They're going to know my heart. They know my true intention, but they know play is fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they know play is fuck up. And so those are the type of energies that I like to keep around me, is open-minded, non-judgmental friends, because that's what I'm going to give you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hate to say this because our conversation's getting really good. We are at the top of the hour. I want to make sure we don't get cut off from Instagram again.
We're learning.
I know. We're learning. We're learning. You know, we may have to continue this friendship conversation. We still got a lot of things to talk about when it comes to friends. Mm. For anyone who's tuned in, and, you know, if you guys got any ideas on topics, message us, DM us. We're always open to suggestions on, you know, things that you guys want to talk about. So definitely let us know whenever you guys want. We're here every single week. And speaking of, Bianca, how can they follow us, subscribe to us, you know, all the good stuff?
Well, if y'all have not already, then we are available on our social media platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast, as well as TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast 0. We're still coming for you. And also, if you cannot join us for the live streams, you can look back on YouTube and Facebook, but we're also available on Spotify and Apple now. So those new audio files do get released on Sundays, just to give y'all time to watch the videos with us. Or if you are just strictly an audio person, you can join us Wednesday, save us for the Monday drive, whatever you prefer. We're here for you.
Yes. And thanks for those of you guys who joined in. Thank you to George and Messi. Great comments. Great part of the conversation there. So thank you guys. End it with Cassandra saying, preach. But thank you guys so much for the support. We really appreciate it.
And remember, it's no secret.
Bye.